are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we do love you, and we thank you, God, for life. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us that hope. Pray, God, that you would bless and anoint, God, this congregation tonight. Lord, those who have needs, those who are sick, those who are afflicted, Father, we pray a very special prayer of healing on their account. Lord, reach out and touch them tonight. Those in the hospitals and the nursing homes, those that are sick and shut in. Father, I pray that you'll be a comfort and a strength to them. God, I ask you now to anoint these lips of clay. God, just speak to our hearts tonight. God, just help us to lay aside every problem, every weight, every situation tonight. God, be receptive to your will and to your word. God, I pray that you would feed us that heavenly manna tonight. God, that we may not be hearers only, but also doers of your word as well. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. For we ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. I may take this one or I might walk around a little bit. Tonight, if I had a message text or topic, it would be out of step, out of line. Out of step, out of line. David here writes, he said something very interesting. And I have read this time and time again, but this week it had a, I don't know, I had to go back and do a double take and read that again because it suddenly began to sink in. Exactly what David was writing here. Understand that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And then if they're ordered by the Lord, the very next verse said, though he fall. And that's something to think about. First of all, the word ordered there comes from the Hebrew Greek word kun, K-U-N, with a long U, pronouncing it kun. And it means to be determined, prepared, and established. So if God has determined, prepared, and established our steps, or steps of a good man, then that very next scripture says, though he fall. You would think if the steps were established, determined, and ordered by the Lord, that certainly there would be no cause for falling, there would be no cause for stepping aside, but then it began to dawn on me that even though that the Lord prepares our steps, he determines our ways, and he establishes the way for us to go, we being human so many times are subject to not follow in those footsteps and not stay in line like we are purposed to do. And that's not God's fault because he has established a way. He's determined our steps for us, but sometimes as human beings, sometimes we step out of line. We had an opportunity to go to Trey's school today. They had their little Christmas party, and it was the last day of school, so it was a buzz, and it was also pajama day. So Sister Penny and I walked in and looked like everybody was going to bed. Even the teachers had their pajamas on, and they little classes, and it memory lane, you go back and you see the little bitty desk and the little bitty doors, and I know they say it all the time, but it's just kind of a flashback when I begin to see all the miniature things. Then you see these little miniature people, all these little children walking up and down the halls, and they're just going to and fro, and they're going to parties, and some are coming back to their room, and some are going here, and some are going there. But I noticed that, they've been trained to walk single file. You remember those days when the teacher would say, they can't get out of line, you got to stay in single file. And for the most part, they were doing fairly well. But as I stopped and I looked at some of the lines, there was some that couldn't help kind of getting out of line. And just they'd be walking and the teacher would turn back, snap their finger, and they'd get back in line and just kind of go in a single file. And there was a long, long hall, and I just turned and I watched. And some of the others, and I thought, they're not being mean. They're not being spiteful. They're just being kids. And as kids, sometimes they have that tendency just to get out of line a little bit. Just a simple direction of single file. And for the most part, the majority of them was doing really, really good. But there was some that, some it just don't register on. Some they just got to do it. They just got to lean out. And instead of the teacher you know, reprimanding them or singling them out or embarrassing them, they would just kind of turn and look and just move over and they'd get back in line. And I began to think about that and how that our walk is with the Lord. And when we accept the Lord into our life, you know, we certainly are ready to accept Him as our Savior. But in so doing, we must also accept Him as our Lord, meaning that we are subject to Him and subject to His guidelines. And David puts it here, said, you know, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So ordered, again, means to be determined, prepared, and established. So God has established our life for us. He's established our each and every day. I certainly believe that God has us in His hands. I believe that, you know, in our spiritual hands. I believe that He has a purpose for each and every one of us. Now, do we all fall into line like we're supposed to? If we did, there would be no need for that second verse or the 24th verse. It says, though he fall. Now, it's not talking about the unrighteous man. It's not talking about the person that is of a reprobate mind or a person that is ungodly or unrighteous. It's talking about the righteous man, meaning those that are born again, those that have a relationship with the Lord, those that know that He is our Lord and Savior. Still, we're going to have a tendency, we're going to be subject to every once in a while to get out of line. Not because we want to, not because we intend to, but because we're children. Children of God. And in so doing, we have to learn the ways of the Lord. Sometimes He has to put us back in line. Have you ever done that? Has God ever had to line you back up? And I'm not talking about walking down the school hall now. I'm talking about in our life. Sometimes it's because of our thought process. Sometimes it's because of, a lot of times it's because of this. Because we've said something or we've repeated something that maybe we shouldn't have, and God has to put us back in line. Sometimes our thoughts are not God's thoughts, and our ways are certainly not His ways. So sometimes we kind of, because that we want to do things our way, because that we see something that we want, or because we want to do something, and because God is leading us in one direction, and we're saying, no, Lord, I really can't do that. That's too great a chore for me, or you need to get somebody else. I'm not qualified, or, you know, certainly I can't do that. And then again, we're not trying to be spiteful. We're not trying to be vindictive. We're not trying to be disobedient. We just kind of naturally tend to sort of get out of line a little bit. And that's when we get out of line, that's when we're subject to fall here. Because he says, though he fall, meaning there's a strong possibility that even though that we're born again, there's a strong possibility that even though that we have dedicated our life to the service of the Lord, there's going to be tendencies in our life to kind of, you know, just like the little children. When I saw that and I was reading that, I said, Lord, that is so typical. That is so typical, because these were sweet little children. These were sweet little kids. But sometimes they just couldn't help it. It was so tantalizing or so tempting to step out. Sometimes it's because maybe they want to go up and talk to their neighbor, or sometimes it's just because they just didn't want to follow instructions. I mean, it's ever been that way. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but I'm going to tell you, there's sometimes I haven't really been too readily receptive to following the directions of God. Now, I'm not talking about not obeying the Word of God. I mean, that is not an option, okay? We don't pick and choose what we want to believe and what we don't want to believe and what we want to obey and what we don't want to disobey. I'm talking about the spoken Word of God sometimes. And we all have had God speak to us. If you've been serving the Lord for any time at all, you've had God talk to you. You may not realize it, but God does speak to us. He speaks to us in a number of different ways. Sometimes it's that still small voice. Sometimes it's in the night when He wakes us up and something is on our mind. Sometimes it's driving down the highway and we see a church marquee or we see a sign or something and it's exactly what we needed to hear. Or God puts a scripture on our heart and we turn. Sometimes we just open the Bible, have no determined location whatsoever. We just open the Bible and we look and that, man, that's exactly what I needed. So God does speak to us. God's talking to His people constantly. But are we listening? Are we in tune to what God is trying to tell us? And many, many times we're not, because we don't like the instruction that God is telling us to do, or God is leading us in a certain direction. And those are the times that we say we want to follow God, we want to walk in His footsteps, and we want to be obedient unto Him, and we certainly want to be known as a good person or a good man or a righteous person in the eyes of the Lord. But even in that, many, many times we're like the little school children, but whether we realize it or not, sometimes we sort of sway over a little bit and get out of line, and we're still walking with the crowd now.
Okay? We're not backslidden. We hadn't lost out with God or anything. We're still walking with God's people, but we're not where we're supposed to be. Amen? And it's not where we want to be every time. It's where God wants us to be. Many, many times, God has changed my mind, changed my heart, when I tried to change His mind. God, this is not where I want to be. This is not what I want to be doing at this particular time in my life. But how many knows the steps of a good man are ordered and established and determined by God? So it would behoove us to find out what the will of God is and stay in tune and stay in line. Amen? If you're out of step, you're out of line. Military man. You would think that marching would be one of the simplest things, but it's got to be precise. Has it not? And it's got to be done in order. In fact, it has to be done so much that they have to practice it sometimes every single day. And what happens if you get out of step or if you get out of line? You're embarrassed. I imagine they'll call you out in a heartbeat. And a lot of that, the reason they're teaching that, because there's, you know, you might say, well, that's stupid if you have to stay in line. No, you got to understand that when you're in service, whatever you do, it affects your whole platoon. It affects everyone around you. And if you're easily getting out of line, amen, in a routine, you may get out of line when somebody's life is on the line. So it is something to understand that, Lord, I want to be in line. Lord, I want to walk where you would have me to walk. And I want to do what you would have me to do. And I want to say the things that you would have me to say. But understand, I am a man. I am a person. And being a person, I am human. And being human, sometimes we get out of line. We just say, you know, sometimes your temper gets out of line. Can I get a witness? Sometimes our likes and dislikes, it gets out of line. So when we do that, we have to understand that though he fall, this is what I like, even when God establishes our steps, we're still likely to fall, but he will be there to not utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. When we get out of line, I can almost feel the Spirit of God take us by the hand, gently put us right back in the line where we're supposed to be, and then we're in line and tune again. You know, not so much a big deal, not so much scolding them, and I thought about that. You know, it's just, to the teacher, it was just a look and a point, and they would just file back in line like that. And you know what? Because they're human, you know, get a little further down the hall, and sure enough, one or two of them would just get over like that, you know. Most of them were just dead on, just one right after another. But as I looked at it, and I said, Lord, that's so like us. That's so like us. You know, we want to be matured. We want to be these great, strong, righteous Christians. And we want to be obedient to God. There's not a person that I would ask that wouldn't want to be 100% obedient to God. But we've got to understand our frailties, too. We've got to understand that, you know, we're not perfect yet. We're striving to be perfect. And perfect in the Bible actually means complete. That's what the Hebrew word is, to be complete in the Lord. And to be complete in the Lord means that sometimes we're going to have to walk a line that maybe we don't want to walk a line. We don't want to be in that line. We don't want to go in that direction. But in order to be pleasing unto the Lord, in order to be considered righteous and our steps ordered by the Lord, then we have to be submissive and obedient to His will. That's the reason that the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, it would have been very, very easy for the Son of God to step out of line. Because He had the power. He had the power to call angels down from heaven. Sister Linda was talking about Calvary, and we celebrate the Christmas story, but too, we need to celebrate the crucifixion as Christ died on the cross of Calvary. But He had the opportunity to not let that happen. But finally, He prayed, no, Father, not my will, but thine be done. A tendency to sort of step out of line. And I thought about my life and the many, many times that I have tried to change the mind of God. And I've tried to be very persuasive and say, Lord, you know, we're good at excuses. You know, children of God are very, very good at excuses. You know, we think, Lord, that my excuse is legitimate. But then you understand what God is asking us to do or what God is directing us, it is not just something He pulls out of the thin air. He has determined it. He's prepared it, and He's established it. Amen? So we need to be submissive and obedient unto it. It's not just a by chance thing that He's asked you to do this. Because, again, those words just resonated in my heart. Determined it, prepared it, and established it. Amen. I love that established part too, because with the word of the Lord is established. And if we can understand and be submissive to His word, amen, we'll walk in a much straighter line, and we'll have a less tendency, amen, to wander or to, and I'm talking spiritually here now. I'm not talking about us getting up and walking in a straight line. You understand that. I'm talking about us spiritually being submissive and obedient unto God and seeking His will. The Lord will hold us up with His hand. Many, many times we get out of line, not because we want to, but because we stumble and fall. Okay, now that is one of those things that the Lord understands. He understands that there's going to be times when we're going to stumble and fall. There's going to be times when we walk a lot slower spiritually. There's going to be times when we actually stop. And I'm reminding us, because when we stop is we're saying, Lord, I just don't know if I can take another step or not. I don't know if I can continue in this manner. I don't know, God, that I continue to be submissive and obedient to You, because I don't know the direction. I seem to have lost my way. And those are the times that God simply reaches His hand down. He upholds us or lifts us up and encourages us and places us back in line where we're supposed to be. Amen. So we can keep on with our journey. And how many knows we're on a journey? We're not there yet. Amen, but we're on a journey. I plan to reach that destination. How about you? Now, again, I want to read that, and then I want to go down to verses number 39 and 40. The steps of a good man. The steps of a good man. Now, I understand, are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Now, the He delighteth in His way, actually, that's the person, that's the good person. He's delighting in the way that the Lord has established him for going. In other words, I'm walking for God not because of a duty, not because I dread it, but because it's a delight to be in the center of God's will. Let me tell you something. The opposite of that, it's pure misery to be out of God's will. Amen? I don't know if any of you have ever done that, but there's times, and I'm not talking again. I'm not talking about losing out with God or backsliding. I'm just talking about being out of the will of God and not being submissive and obedient to what God has placed in your life or what God has called you to do. That is sheer misery, especially if you're filled with the Spirit of the Lord and you have His righteous Spirit within you, and you're not happy until you get back in line. You're not happy to get back in the will of God, and you get back to doing what God has called you to do. You remember I said a while ago that God has a purpose for each and every one of us. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that God ordained it. I believe that God determined it. I believe that God prepared it, and it has been established. Amen. And if God has called you, who is any person to tell you that that's not God? Because we have heard the voice of God call us out to do these things. And if we do slip, and if we do stumble, and a lot of times that's the reason that we get out of line, not because we just want to walk in a different direction, but it's because we're weak, and sometimes we stumble and fall. And when we stumble and fall, then one lifts them up and encourages. And that's the voice of God, and that's the hand of God as He does that. And that's been the case with me time and time again. Then in verse number 39 and 40, David switches gears just a little bit, but he still talks about the Lord and the salvation. He says, the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. So we need to understand that. All the righteousness that we have is certainly comes from God. Amen. There is nothing righteous about this body. It's the Spirit of God that dwells in this body that causes righteousness. So that's the reason there's a conflict, a daily battle, if you will, the good and evil. Somebody put it this way, there's a Cain and Abel in all of us. There's a goodness and there's a bad. And that goodness is from the righteousness of God's Holy Spirit. The bad is from the carnal or the earthly, because this body is carnal and it's earthly. So there's a constant battle there. And the battle is whether we're going to succumb to the will of God or whether we're going to try to do our own will. And when do we get in trouble? When we get out of line and we listen to the carnal voice, or we listen to the earthy voice. And when do we feel best, and when are we more submissive unto God? Is when we listen to the Spirit of God that is within us, talking to us. Some people call it the Holy Ghost bell. You ever had the Holy Ghost bell go off? Amen. It just kind of says, no, you don't need to be doing that. No, you don't need to be a part of that. No, you don't need to go there. You just need to watch your step. That's the Spirit of God keeping track of us and leading us and guiding us. So the salvation that comes is from God. It is the Lord. And it says, He is their strength in time of trouble. Now, when we have trouble, We, as you hear me say, we don't need to say, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because we, if we have the Spirit of the Lord, we need to know exactly what we're going to do. I'm going to give it to the Lord. Brother Jim says that quite often. Let's just give it to the Lord. Now, that's not just a verbiage. That means you're actually taking whatever it is that's in your body, whatever it is that you have conflict with, and you are releasing it to the Lord. He's not taking it away from you. He's not stripping it from you. You're voluntarily releasing it unto the Lord. I don't want this anymore. I'm going to give it to the Lord. I don't want this stress anymore. I don't want this terrible feeling that I have when I enter this room or when I go to a certain situation. I don't want those nerves in my stomach just kind of, tensing up when I go into the presence of certain people. Lord, I'm just going to give it to you. I'm going to release it to you because He is our strength. Amen. Even in time of trouble. Whatever the trouble, whatever the situation, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whether it's mental or stress or anxiety, whatever the problem is, you fill in the blank. God said, I'll be your strength during that time. So we don't have any reason to say, Lord, what am I going to do? Because I have anywhere to turn to, because the Lord is our strength. So we can turn to Him in time of trouble. Then He goes on to say, and the Lord shall help them. Aren't you glad that you know that we got help? Not only will He help us, but He will deliver us and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Why? Because they trust in Him. Trust is the key word there that any person that is striving to live a righteous and holy life and to stay in line with God's ordinances, His precepts, His words, His testimonies, we must have that ability to trust Him. I go back to the little kids that were following the teacher. They didn't really need to know direction. They just needed to know where the teacher was. And as long as they followed the teacher, she was going to lead them to the point or the destination that they needed to be. Wouldn't it be nice if we could, as grown folks, mature in the God, could have that much trust to follow Christ wherever He leads us? Not have to get out of line and look and see where we're going or try to go in a different direction, but just follow God wherever He leads me. In fact, we used to sing a song in Rockmart, where He leads me, I will follow. In fact, they would sing that when they'd go down to baptism. When I was a small kid, I thought that was the standard song that you went to be baptized. And I thought they was talking about wherever the preacher went, you followed him because that's where he's going to get dumped. And that's just the mindset of a small boy watching them go down to the creek. And because Daddy would have that guitar and they'd line up and Brother Bailey would always be first and have that stick. He'd have that stick so he could measure the water. And then people come by and they're saying, where he leads me, I will follow. And I thought that for many, many years, I thought that's wherever the pastor went. That's where they're going. He's hunting that deep enough pool to baptize them. I later found out that that's not what they're talking about. It's wherever Jesus leads me, I will follow. Are you ready to make that commitment? Are you ready to put that 100% trust in God to stay in line, but Lord, if I do falter, if I do get out of line, then love me enough to put me back in line. Love me enough, God, to be concerned about me enough to whatever the word is, I don't want to say scold me or nothing, because I've been scolded by the Lord too, and I've also been chastised by the Lord. But Lord, put me back in line where I need to be. I don't want to walk out of line. I don't want to stray off on my own. Been there, done that. There's no good outcome when that. But if you stay in line with the Lord, and the way you stay in line with the Lord, it takes a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer to be able to trust the Lord in every facet of your life. Every part of your life. Because our strength, He is our strength in time of trouble. He's our strength all the time. Amen. But sometimes we rely on it more when we're in trouble. We really, really know how to call on the Lord when we get in trouble. I love the writings of David. They're so personal. It just seems like he pours his heart out when he's writing, and I can identify with that so much, and I thought about that too as the Lord leads us and continues to guide us, that out of step, we're out of step, we're out of line. Just like the military, if they get out of step, hey, they're out of line. It can mess the whole platoon up, mess the whole person up, and it can mess the whole service up if we really think about it. I don't want to be responsible, amen, for for having a coldness come on the service or something. Lord, keep me where you want me to be. Lord, help me to be in perfect unity or unison with your spirit. Let your mind and my mind be so knit, God, that I'll continue to do your will in whatever walk of life that I endeavor to do. May God bless you. We love you so very much. Appreciate you coming out on a Wednesday night. I say that so often because it is, I understand, an act of it's labor. I mean, that's work week. You got things to do. Christmas is coming around the corner. But you took time to come to worship the Lord tonight, and I appreciate that as your pastor. And I know God appreciates it, too, because we don't want to push him aside just because we have a busy schedule, do we? Amen. We want to stay in line with the Lord. Got to give you an opportunity if we have a need for prayer tonight. I want you to remember the sister that was here. She was here Sunday during our program, and I got a message, and I called her, and she was very distraught. Several things in her life had happened. Her name is Sister Kroll. We put Vera Kroll, and I think we put her on the prayer list just to pray. That's all that we need to know. We just need to pray for her. And she said she would be here tonight. I told her what time she started, and I told her, I said, we'll leave before the service starts, because she wanted an old-fashioned prayer in the altar with the saints of God rallying around her and praying for her. She said, that's what I really need. That's what I miss. And I said, well, that's what we do. And when there's a need, we rally around and we'll pray for you. But she didn't make it tonight. I don't know the circumstances. Don't know the situation. But as we dismiss tonight, if you can just call her name or think about her and just ask the Lord, wherever she is, whatever she's involved in and whatever's happening in her life now, I just pray that the Lord will comfort her. Pray that the Lord will touch and bless her. It wasn't so much affliction as it was some affliction, but most of it was just things that was happening in and around her family. And she was feeling a little bit down here at the season too. So let's remember her in prayer tonight. Anyone else for prayer? Would you stand? Brother Jim, if you'd come and dismiss us with a word of prayer, and we'll pray for those that have needs tonight. Sister Tabitha, you need prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we anoint Sister Tabitha right now, we rebuke this pain. We rebuke this headache, God. Lord, I pray that you would touch her and anoint her. God, move this pain. God, move these headaches in the name of Jesus right now. God, we call upon your name. God, make her whole, God. Touch her and anoint her right now, God, even as we pray. God, let her begin to mend, God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus right now. God, strengthen her, lift her up, and encourage her right now. God, let this pain be gone. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise your sweet name, Jesus. Glory to God. Give her complete healing, Lord. Give her complete healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
How thankful that we are that we can go to the Lord. Amen. And He's never too busy. Amen. To hear our prayers and to hear our cry. God bless you. We love you.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And also, as we're dismissing, another prayer request is my nephew's daughter's mother. Sounds complicated, but his ex-wife. She's 10, 11. But her mom, I think Lane asked for prayer the other night up here at the altar. And I know God's working on it, but she's still in the hospital. And the little girl's really torn. It is just... But anyway, they say there's no cure, but God has a cure. And they were praying. They're also, we got a text today, they're praying that she'll get out for Christmas. There's a chance she can come home that day. So it's just so many things going on. So God knows. Yes, Brother Keith.
Ashley's meemaw is in the hospital, so if y'all would also...
Absolutely. 91, absolutely.
Brother Jim, let me request prayer for those three little boys that are in Karen's class. Since we went to school today, we stopped in her class.
Uh-huh.
And she had, her and her prayer pro had prepared this little party for the kids, and none of the parents came.
Ooh.
None of the parents of those kids came. And, of course, Karen said that, sometimes they just don't have an opportunity to, but my heart went out to them, and One of them can actually, when she gets him out of the wheelchair, he can actually crawl. He's 8 years old, and he's just a happy little fella. And he made a beeline and crawled to me and stayed in my lap most of the time. He wanted to jump, and he had this little tree that plays jingle bells, and it just tickled him to death. So my heart just really, really went out to them, especially I kept asking. I said, well, is their parents coming? Well, they're supposed to, but they never came.
Absolutely.
You know, I know those kids, you know, having dealt with that with Kevin, but still, you know, I think they know some things. And, you know, they see the other parents going to their kids. I guess I'm just blabbering, but pray,
no,
for,
you're
pray
not.
For them.
Absolutely.
Just pray for those precious little kids.
I'm not putting anyone on the spot, but as we close with prayer, and I just want to know how much we love each and every one of you. If you believe in prayer, and you're bold enough to hold your hand up and just say, Lord, we're giving these prayer requests to you. Let's just do it tonight. Dear Lord, we just come to you. Lord, as we prepare to close, dear Lord, we're going to thank you for this service. Thank you for your word. But dear Lord, we're so blessed to be able to be here. But dear Lord, there's so many that need, dear Lord, your touch tonight. Dear Lord, those that are depressed and those that are lonely because of holidays. Dear Lord, those that are in the hospitals, dear Lord, there's so many. And for those three little children, dear Lord, that you will just take each and every one. And dear Lord, for you just to continue to bless and let them feel your love, dear Lord. Lord, they will not feel that loneliness, dear Lord. They will not feel that emptiness. But dear Lord, that this season, dear Lord, and this peace, and they'll feel your love, dear Lord, and your comfort, and know that every smile, dear Lord, that they receive, dear Lord, is a gift from you. And dear Lord, again, thank you for those. Keep us safe. Lord, bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord, and we just love and praise you in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.